to continue with something we'll probably focus on for a long while. And that's the 19th century, the 1800s. From 1820, let's say, until the end of the century. And we're looking at a number of factors, but I guess the general theme is the pressures on Yahadus, traditional Yahadus, from everything that was going on in the 19th century, which included the rise and the tremendous early success of the Reform movement, and which included all of the historical and political activities in the 19th century. Meaning, Napoleonic Wars, the various revolutions in Central Europe, the Industrial Revolution, the rise of science and technology, the rise of the United States of America as a power in the world. Anything else that I'm not thinking about that happened in the 19th century? Emancipation of women, freedom of the slaves, everything that was happening, some more than others, had a tremendous effect on the Yahadus of Torah. And I'm focusing for now, today, maybe next time too, on Central Europe, leaving out for the moment Eastern Europe. So I'm looking at Germany, Hungary, Austria, France, rather than Poland, Lithuania, and Russia. Interestingly, in the countries that I mentioned, the Central European countries, is where the Reform movement represented the major threat, as opposed to Eastern Europe, where the Haskalah movement was more of a danger. And we'll talk about Haskalah too at a little later point. Last time I mentioned briefly, and very briefly obviously, too briefly, three individuals, three Rabbonim, Gedolei Yisrael, who were central in the battle against Reform in Germany. They were Rav Hirsch, Rav Bamberger, and Rav Hildesheim. And the various differences between the three, what they had in common, Hatzalah Shavah Shebahen, was that they were all very conscious and aware of the dangers of Reform, and in general, the dangers of what you might call slippage in Torah observance in their time. And they each actively were involved in battling Reform, but they had very different approaches. And they had differences of opinion on a variety of issues. I'd like to talk a little bit more about some of these individuals. But first, I want to say a little bit about someone I just barely mentioned, but I really should talk more about him. Because he was the Rebbe of two of those three people, the Rebbe of both Rav Hildesheim and Rav Hirsch. And he was the generation before them, and lived in Germany, and was also sensitive. Maybe was the first Gadol Bisrael to be really aware of the tremendous impact, the tremendous danger that Reform was going to pose. And he is the Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, who was the Mechaber of the famous Sforim Oruch Laner, who also wrote a sefer, by the way, on Bikurei Yaakov on Hilchos Sukkah, which if you learn, for example, Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav, I mean, you can't even go through five lines in the Mishnah Berurah without seeing him quote the Bikurei Yaakov. Yerol Chaner is a very remarkable person in a number of ways. First of all, the Svarim are very special Svarim, very clearly written. Obviously, you're talking about a major league Gadol. He wrote on certain Masechtos, which traditionally were not written on. And Krisus, for example, and Nida. And His svarim have a very, they're not pilpul, they're pshat, but they're what's known nowadays as omek hapshat. Very deep, very solid approach. Personally, matters that his svarim, on any mesechta that I learned that I have, that he wrote a sefer on, I learned him in the Ritva. I learned the Ogden there in the Ritva. You have it made as far as omek hapshat is concerned. So Malkus, on Yuma, Hishana, Sukkah, it's a great combination. And he too, like many Achronim at this time, saw the value of the Ritva for Pshat. But that's a whole different shmooz. Different topic. The Aruch HaNer was the Rav in the last decades of his life in a community which you mentioned once before, Ahu, Aleph Hei Vav, Altoona, Hamburg, and Wandsbek, which is where, if you recall, Rav Yohanes Naibshus was the Rav 100 years before. Yaakov Etlinger was the Rav there, and he had a yeshiva there, which was attended by hundreds, but most among his most famous Talmidim, Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, and Rav Azriel Hildesheimer. What's interesting is that the Aruch HaNer attended the University of Würzburg, but because of the anti-Semitism he found there, couldn't take it and left. But he was a strong believer, at least in his country, of the importance of a secular education for his communities, and he advocated that. He also advocated that you shouldn't go for secular education unless you learn at least 7 hours a day. Rav Hildesheimer writes that he learned the Chavrusa with Rav Etlinger, with Rav HaNer, for a period of several years, 7 hours each day. That was their Seder. The 7 hour Seder. I came across recently, someone sent to me, a journal called Sefunot, printed in Eretz Yisrael. And Sefunot, as the name applies, are hidden things. This journal publishes a lot of very interesting material that's been around all the time. It's nothing new, but it's just not been accessible to most people. So they publish a description of the Aruch HaNer's Levaya and a brief history of the Aruch, brief biography of the Aruch HaNer, and it's written by Rav Azriel Hildesheim. I just thought I'd share it with you. It was written originally for the past 100 years or more, much more than 100 years. I'm trying to find the date of his death here. I can't find it. Oh, yes. I'm a doctor. Rav Hildesheimer, not the Aruch HaNer. Rav HaNer may have just been there a couple of weeks. I don't know. It's not clear. But Zman Kotzer, he writes. Here I'm going to find the date. In any case, Rav Hildesheimer wrote this little account soon after the Levaya itself in a German newspaper or magazine called the Jüdische Presse. The Jewish press, I'm sure it's no relation to this Jewish press, current Jewish press. It is a fascinating, fascinating article. I thought I'd share it with you. It gives you a sense of the times, of the people we're talking about. First of all, the article begins, the editors write a very brief biography. There, Rav Hildesheimer learned the yeshiva of Rav Etlinger, who was the author of the Aruch HaNer. In Altoona, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer learned there from Shnas Tuf Kif Tzadik Zion to Tuf Resh Ayin. That's Tuf Resh Aleph. That's roughly from 1837 to 1841. The Yeshiva Zulamad Vahasmoda Rabbah. I mentioned last week a phrase from one of Rav Hildesheimer's letters where he writes, quote, Hine ani kishlamadati eitzel adoneinu moreinu v'rabeinu v'altoona. And I learned it with my Rebbe in Altoona. And I didn't live so far away from my mother's house. I didn't visit my mother for 4.5 years. But Gamlo Biksha Imi Zekodin. She never asked me to. Before that point. Rav Zviel Hildesheim Asur of Yaakov Etlinger as his Rabbo Mufok. And in one of his Chuvos, Rav Zviel Hildesheim wrote Shalos HaChuvos called Shalos HaChuvos Rabbi Azriel. Very interesting Shalos HaChuvos. Especially if you're interested in modern, you know, contemporary halakhic issues, modern situations and inventions and circumstances. But in one of his Chuvos, he writes, he refers to his Rebbe as Adonainu Moreinu Rabbeinu Kavodi Umeirim Roshi Ovi Ovi Rechev Yisrael Uparosha. And throughout his life, throughout the time that Rav Zviel Hildesheim was active in Aruch Laner's life, he always asked his Eitza and his Hadrocha. It was at his advice that he took his first Rabbonos, etc. Vice versa, Rav Yaakov Etlinger saw Rav Yisrael Hildesheimer as his Talmud Mufok. And one of his Chuvos, Aruch Laner also wrote Chuvos called Shalos HaChuvos Binyan Tzion, a very important Shalos HaChuvos. So when he refers to Rav Zviel Hildesheimer, he calls him Bni. Calls him my son. And after Rav Yochanan Ner's Petira, Rav Zviel Hildesheimer married or saw to it that his daughter, he had left over a daughter, a single woman, single girl, he made sure that she was married properly, and he was Mshadachar to his Talmud, who was Rav Mordechai Halevi Horovitz, who was the author of the Malt Halevi, who is the Rav that I mentioned last week, who became the Rav in the original Frankfurt Kehillah. Remember I mentioned that in Shimshon Farl Hirsch was the Rav of the split off Frankfurt Kehillah. But Mordechai Halevi Horovitz, who's brought down in history books as Marcus Horowitz, was the author of Mata Levi, was the son-in-law after his death of the Yochanan. Alright. Let me just read you some excerpts from the article. These are Rav Zviel Hildesheimer writing about the Levaya of his Rebbe. Writes how difficult it is for him to write. And he writes as follows. The Achar Shecholo and Noshus Yom Rishon Parshas Vayeshev. After the Aruch Laner suffered a fatal illness on the Sunday of Parshas Vayeshev, everyone was Shiruyim B'Da'ago Atzuma. Everybody was very worried. And our worry was unfortunately deserved. I mean, we were correct in worrying on the first night of Hanukkah. But on the first night of Hanukkah, that his Nishmoso HaTahora also in Romim, he died on the first night of Hanukkah. From Tuesday afternoon, when his illness was just getting worse and worse, so the Lom De Torah, the Anshei Chevra Kedisha, did not leave the house of their beloved Rav. They changed his Chalfu B'Mishmoros, they changed shifts, and they stayed with him. Kol Hazman Me'al L'Shnei Minyonim. Always at least more than 20 people. Gamba Ace Tsias Neshama, there were 20 people there. Immediately after his histalkus, immediately after the Aruch Laner died, the Vaad HaKehillah went and chose Rabbi Yaakov Kohen, who was the Dayan in the city, as the transitional Rosh Bezdin. It's Kufas HaBenayim. So that he should make all those decisions. He also received special permission from the city council to bury him in the old cemetery, which had been long in disuse. They wanted to bury him next to the Gaonim and Rabbanei HaKehillah from hundreds and hundreds of years back. The Memshala agreed to do that, which meant they had to postpone the Levaya by a couple of days, in order, I guess, to make the arrangements. He says the pain, horror, the feelings that we all felt were indescribable. Aniba atzmi hayisi edri iyalaka. I was a witness to the tremendous pain that people had. He describes the preparations for the Levaya and the various minhagim that were kept, the kapdonos of the very carefully kept minhagim of the Chevra Kedisha of Altuna. And also to make sure that they would keep the tzava of the Aruch HaNer. The tzava of the Aruch HaNer, of Rabbi Hilfiman writes, helps reveal a little bit the character of my Rebbe. And it would be a good idea to tell you some quotes from this tzava. And he writes as follows. This is the tzava of the Aruch HaNer. Heyos v'lo zochisi lihikover bi'eretz hakdosho kefisha hoysa tochalti ho'amukho.